lot of recent news in gaming has been just in the past few weeks around Netflix, actually.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they've been aggressively looking to move into gaming now for a little bit. They were acquired a number of game developer studios last year. Within the past 2 weeks, they've announced a number of new titles based on their own IP. Love is Blind, I think, is the first one.
I love that. no, I just love that as an idea. It's brilliant.
And then B, they're also making games available via streaming on smart TVs, PCs, whereas previously they were just on mobile. I'm curious what you make of Netflix's strategy and how it can avoid being Google Stadia.
Yeah, they are definitely big. As I said, being at Gamescom this week, the stand for Netflix was huge.
Interesting.
They had, it was all Stranger Things. They had sort of upside down houses, but they also had the mall there. You could interact, you could go and buy things in the mall. And then the other part they massively were pushing was Wednesday. And I think it's realizing the audiences are aligned. And so I think it's exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do next, how they're going to do it. But they're doing it in the right way of realizing the right, going through the right mediums of using their content, I think, like this now with that connection, because of that's their authenticity. They know their audiences are watching Wednesday. So therefore, let's go in the right places with them.
I agree. I think Netflix have been sort of tentatively moving into gaming for a number of years now, actually. This isn't new by any means. And their mobile games have been out for a little while as well. I have a few of them.
Are they good?
Not going to comment. they need a bit of development, let's just say.
Okay. It's a good starting point.
It's a very good starting point. But I totally agree. I think it's extremely exciting to see Netflix recognizing the opportunity of their own IP. I mean, Last of Us, right? Fantastic example of really how you can use one entire audience and on one platform or one channel, and then, you know, if you transition into if you transition into TV, it works the other way around, right? And I think that's we've seen that work. I think if you ask most gamers what their second favorite thing is, it's going to be streaming movies, short stories, content, you know. So it's a good match, movie and gaming always has been. So I think for Netflix, I think there's going to be a lot of really exciting new game developments.
I think it's good to see new people coming in. You know, I think Google was trying to be everything to everyone, and what Netflix are trying to do is they're going, we're going to be this to these people.
I think Stadia just was, I like the concept of it. I remember when that started, but it was probably a little bit too soon for that kind of concept. Like, cloud gaming is a thing. It's definitely, it's not, they didn't get that bit wrong. But the problem was they had very limited titles. It actually wasn't that good a deal either. So in terms of when you downloaded the titles,
it wasn't cheap either.
I remember now. So actually, in relation to just buying the title, I think to rent it was like $10 or something like that.
But and then you didn't have a reason to use Stadia over if you already owned a console. But perhaps if you already have a Netflix subscription and you're not paying more for the game, then why not?
I'm not adding anything else to like a Fire Stick or like something else is going into the TV.
It's just a different
or signing up to anything else. I think people will prefer that because if you're like, they're already sitting there going, I'm signed up to all these things. And if you've it's all through there.
We've seen Amazon Prime do this, right? Where they have you've got all your channels that sit under your Prime membership and subscription. But then you can also pay a little bit more, like $3.99 a month, if you want to have, say, Crime, you know, series and things that aren't free. So I think this is, again, we're going to see like a slight development of Netflix model where it's like, okay, I want to regularly rent games on, you know, on my TV or on my mobile, and they'll all come at slightly different. So I'll be interested to see what the commercialization of that looks like. Because I think really honestly, that's where Google Stadia just flopped, because they didn't really get that price point right. And
I wonder whether it's because of their background. Because really, you know, theirs is like, it's the ads and everything. You know, that's how they'd generate income. Where Netflix have already got that subscription model. So it kind of, I know there's Google Play where there's an element of, but you know, there is,
and Netflix
that helps.
Is getting ads.
It doesn't
well.
Feel uncomfortable for the user to go, well, I'm already subscribing. It's already in a safe environment type thing. Not that Google's unsafe.
But I think, but as well, yeah, like you said, when you look at Google versus Netflix, I look at Netflix and I say, that is the home of content, right? Because I go there for watching TV series or movies, and why not games, right? I think it makes more sense. They're an entertainment platform. Whereas with Google, I see them more as tech. Yes. And I have access to, I'm required to use Google.
You use it in different ways. Yeah. You use it in business and all
exactly.
sorts of different things.
It's more of a tech platform.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very keen to see how they, you know, figure out the price points and a subscription model and what that's going to look like.
Mm. It's going to be interesting. Taking the big stand at Gamescom is a real definite foot. We're here.